Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. John the Baptist calls all people to prepare the Lord's way, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Bless us as we light the candles on this wreath. Baptize us with the fire of your Spirit, that we may be a light shining in the darkness, welcoming others as Christ has welcomed us. For he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Amen.
Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, strengthen us to serve you with purified lives through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
First reading is from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arms rule for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The next reading is from 2 Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of the God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter, beginning with the first verse. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it's written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance and for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him, and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. And he proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What are some lines that you think of when you hear prepare or get ready? A couple of lines that come to mind for me are, "Let's get ready to rumble!" Or, "Are y'all ready for this?" Or the one that you definitely hear at this time of year, "You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why." But we're not going to finish it, we know. But get ready, it's coming. These are lines that we've heard before, and they say the same thing to someone. Prepare, get ready. Somebody is coming. Something big's about to happen. And this is what John's doing in today's gospel. Prepare, prepare, prepare the way of the Lord. Repent, for the Lord is near. Now, what if you were to see or hear somebody today like John calling out to the Lord, that the Lord was coming? Anybody here going to listen to him? Anybody going to pay any attention? Are you going to repent? What if somebody today was calling in the wilderness, dressed in a way that would be ridiculous? Why would you ever listen to them like that? Would you listen? Well, you're in luck. It's Advent. So apparently I have to do two different things every year. Apparently I need to tell stories. So last year I told a story about Joseph. This year, there's nothing better than telling a story about John the Baptist. And he does an awful lot. And maybe some of what you're about to hear in this story or what I have to say to you will actually speak to you even in today's world. It goes beyond John the Baptist. Notice I did not dress up normal. Holy jeans, holy pants, dirty pants, laid-back shirt. Even remembered to bring an example of camel's hair-ish. A blanket, very soft. And I will wear it, just like that. And it begins like this. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Repent, repent, I tell you again, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is coming near. Who told you over there, you sinners, to repent and come here? Who told any of you to come here? Well, since you're here, and there are a lot of you, I invite you just to stay where you are. I have a very important message to share with all of you. It is about somebody who's coming, somebody that is much greater than I. Somebody the world has never seen. Someone that's going to turn the world completely upside down. Things will never be the same again. And who am I? Who am I, you might be asking? Well, I go by John. But you ask most of the people that have come around here, they call me John the Baptist. That's who I am. And what about me? How do I know I am so special? Well, it goes a long way back. It goes to my parents, Elizabeth and Zechariah. My mom was barren. She was never going to have a child. And yet, here an angel comes and promises that they are going to have a child. Somebody that is going to go out, prepare the way of the Lord. And not only that, it's going to turn the hearts of both children and parents alike, turn their hearts back to God. And if you think that's too good to be true, you're not alone. My dad thought it was extremely crazy that that was to be true, so much so that he doesn't get to say another word until I'm born, until he says, "My name is John." He's not going to say anything. He's going to become mute. It's true. I have been sent here. And if that wasn't evident enough, one of the things that I somehow remember involves the day somebody came for a visit. And I knew I was to prepare the way for somebody so much greater. So much greater than you can imagine. That when this woman came with a baby, I kicked. I kicked and kicked and kicked. I leapt with joy knowing that this one, this is the one. I have not seen him, but I know he is the one that is going to come and do great things for you. I knew it to be true at that point, even though it sounds so good to be true. And we need that. We need this message of somebody greater coming into this world because we are calling out for a Messiah all the time. You don't have to look any further than what's going on in our own world. Rome controls everything. Everything that was our promised land. Not only that, the tax collectors and leaders continue to be corrupt. All sorts of things continue to happen. Wars continue to break out. Not only that, those that try to take back their land are beat down and destroyed. Rome owns everything. Kings and emperors are putting down the Jews, all of us, this land that was promised. And we find ourselves in a wilderness of hope. Full of hopelessness, calling out, where are you? Bring us this Messiah, this promised one that you have promised us. And that's what I'm here to do, to prepare that way for somebody that is coming that is so much greater than myself. And I call out, calling for all people to repent, turn around, turn your ways, reject sin, come, come. I want you to come and get ready. Be baptized in the water. And turn around, turn your lives around. And there are some people, I guarantee, that have come, and maybe you're thinking the same thing. Well, so what? How am I supposed to repent? What can I do besides getting water poured on my head? Well, if you happen to have two coats, why don't you share one with somebody that actually needs it? If you are collecting taxes, don't take more than what is required by the emperor in Rome. If perhaps you're accusing somebody, don't accuse or persecute the innocent, especially if you're a soldier. Don't accuse them of something they did not do. These are some ways that you can turn around and prepare and get ready for the coming of somebody that's so much greater. Because somebody is coming that is much greater than I, someone that is greater than the world has ever seen. I can only baptize with water. I can only prepare the way. I can only call for the repentance of your sins. That's all I can do. But somebody, I can't say this enough, somebody is coming that is greater than you can ever imagine. Somebody that is going to come and not baptize you with water or any earthly thing, but with the Holy Spirit. Somebody that I am not even remotely close to worthy enough to tie the sandals of. And you very well know that's the lowest job of a servant, of a slave, is to tie somebody's sandal. And I don't even deserve to do that. That's how great this person is that I am preparing the way for. So I can't stress it enough to all of you. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight that path. And he's coming. He is coming here. And I know you have now heard me and what it is I have to say. You've heard my story about how I got to where I am today and what I'm calling you to do now. But you too can go out and prepare this way. Share this news with others. Prepare this way for the one who's coming. The Lord, the kingdom of heaven is coming near. Prepare for it. Make straight that path. So let me say it one more time to all of you before you get up and go once more. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight a path. Repent. Again, I call you to repent. Because guess what? God is coming. Whether you're ready or not, he's coming. And he's so much greater than you can ever imagine. So prepare that way. Amen.
With longing and hopeful expectation, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. For all who strive for peace and an end to conflict and warfare, that righteousness find a home in their midst. Prepare your church for the coming of your Son. Raise it to heights of praise and compassion. Level mountains of false teaching and self-importance. And lead it in pathways of faithfulness and humility that all may journey to your kingdom. Prepare the people of this congregation for the coming of our Savior and our companion congregation in Chile. As the travelers from the Western Iowa Synod are worshiping there this morning, including our own Kathy Lewerke, prepare the hearts of our children for the coming of Jesus. Protect and bless us, and help us teach them to love Jesus and trust him always. Grant wisdom to our leaders, so they will level the mountains of injustice and arrogance throughout the world, abolish war and famine, and guide us in paths of righteousness and peace. Be merciful to our persecuted brothers and sisters who proclaim the name of Jesus even in the midst of their enemies. Make their light shine in dark places and pierce the hearts of their enemies with the truth of the gospel. Prepare the hearts of those who suffer for the coming of Christ, the great physician. Join me in lifting up the names printed in the bulletin. The family of Ellen, Walt, Liam, Kayla, Ione, family of Tim, Leona, Mavis Singh, Clara, Ann, Tim, Julius, Luann, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Ace, Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Hawkins. Lead them and their loved ones along paths of help and hope. God of compassion, comfort families who live with AIDS and HIV. Fill us with your mercy, love, and peace, that we might love those who live in fear and who suffer rejection. Empower us to find a cure for AIDS. Receive our prayers, faithful God, as we watch and wait for your coming among us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
God Most High, God with us, God poured out on us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Go in peace. Remember the poor.
Thanks be to God.